大家好 ，Hola， 我是 Jack。
Hi guys。
Hi guys， this is Sunny from Morning English， and welcome to another podcast。
Welcome to another Morning English podcast, guys. Hope you're all doing well.
Okay, so Jack, I heard that a couple of days ago you had 4 hamburgers as your dinner, right?
Yes, that is true.
Okay, so where did you buy these hamburgers? Are they really that good to make you have 4?
Well, I bought the first 2 at KFC, I think.
KFC.
Yeah, and the second 2 I bought at, I don't know, just some...That
Burger King?
Burger restaurant. I don't think Burger King.
Okay, just for the record, this is not an advertisement for them.
Yeah, definitely not, definitely not.
其实有一次强子他吃了4个汉堡、就是晚饭的时候然后我想知道是哪儿买的他说一个是肯德基一个是他也不知道是哪儿 So...
I only ate 2, by the way, I only ate 4.
You only ate 2?
I only ate 4.
You ate 4?
Because the first 2 didn't fill me up. 我不饱了我不吃饱了
我没吃饱
我没吃饱对、So I think, oh, I'm still very hungry, I'll just order another 2.
Okay, so I heard that Elsie 是我们的大鱼老师 So Elsie heard about the story and she said, you have my respect, Jack.
She did.
So now I have to say that you have my respect too, Jack.
Yeah, thank you. That makes it all worthwhile. Mm-hmm. It means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should eat 5 next time.
5? All right.
I could do it.
Then you'll have...More respect.
Yeah, exactly.
So in Chinese, so if some of your friends maybe did something that makes you feel very surprised or make you feel like that they won.
Yeah.
And you can say, 我服了。
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 Or in the internet, people would say, I fool you.
I fool you.
So that means that
我服了你。
You won. You have my respect.
我明白了。Okay, so I guess that our topic today is going to be expressions like this, you know, like, 我服了你
Yes, sure, look at you, so smart.
知道。
其实这期节目呢，我就要来和强子和大家一起讨论一下如何在英文中表达我服气，我服了你。那么除了 you have my respect 之外呢，还有很多很多其他的表达。如果大家想要查看本期节目的详细笔记，欢迎大家微信搜索关注早安英文，并且私信回复服气这两个字就可以啦。
So there are 3 circumstances. The first is when you are arguing with some of your friends and you feel impatient, you want to end it. You can say, all right, you win, I lose.
其实关于要表达服气是有几种情况的。那么第一种情况呢，就是说 when you are arguing with someone, 就是说当你和一个人争论某件事情的时候，一开始可能你们在一边互不相让，然后最后你发现you feel impatient, 你不想再说，你觉得没有耐心了，你想赶紧结束这一段对话的时候，你就说 All right, you win, I lose. 你赢了，我输了，可以吧？或者说 Fine, you win.
Fine.
Or well, you win. All right.
Fine, you win. Okay.
就是这种语气，就是有点 It feels like impatient, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit like you're tired of the argument. You just want it to end. You're like, fine, okay.
Just get rid of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so this is the first circumstance. So what about number 2?
Well, number 2 is when somebody has said something and you just don't know what to say. You don't know how to carry on the conversation. So you can just say, I have nothing to say.
So is it a bit sarcastic?
Yeah, it is quite sarcastic. So maybe try not to say it in a formal conversation.
其实第二种情况就是说有时候当有些人说了一些话你觉得你不知道怎么说你不知道怎么接下去你比较的无奈就比如说强子他对我说他觉得我很矮。
对 so if I said, oh, Sunny, I never realized how short you are.
然后我就会觉得 I'm speechless. Then I can say, I have nothing to say.
还是我打死你。
我打过你吗强子
对没甜。
没甜
对。
No, I never ever hit you.
他骗人他骗人听我。
好吧够了不用了 OK let's move on
好的好的
刚刚我们讲的这几个表达 I have nothing to say 其实听起来是有一点点讽刺意味的就是 sounds a bit sarcastic So if you want it to sound more polite 就是如果说你在和一个比较不太熟的朋友说话想让他听起来更加的礼貌一点的时候你可以说 Well what more can I say
Yeah that definitely sounds more politeSo you can also say, I'm speechless, but this is more if you're surprised or shocked.
就是说当你更加的 surprised or shocked, 听到比较震惊的东西的时候你可以说 I'm speechless, 我有点说不出话的感觉了。 So like one of your friends ate four burgers, you can say, well, I'm speechless.
Yeah, definitely. It's not the most I've eaten, I've told you. You'd be really speechless if you saw me when I really ate the most. Yeah, I think I did. Yeah. Okay, so say somebody does something that really blows your mind or opens your eyes, you know, then there's some other things that you can say.
Okay, so this is circumstance three, right?
Yes, this is circumstance three. So if you're feeling overwhelmed.
Oh, feeling overwhelmed. 其实 overwhelmed 这个单词它是表示受到强烈的那种影响而不知所措。那么第三种情况就是说当 有时候你的朋友做了一些事情真的是让你很佩服真心的佩服让你大开眼界 opened your eyes, 然后你觉得他们非常的666。这种情况下你应该到底怎么说呢比如说、Jack ate four burgers, I can say, you have my respect, Jack.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can say also, you blow me away.
还有一个表达是 you blow me away. 其实 blow away 这个单词它这个词组它是表示、把什么什么吹走驱散但是它也可以表示你给我留下了很深刻的印象我是真心的很佩服你。或者说我们刚刚讲到这个 overwhelm 这个单词你也可以说 I am overwhelmed. Like somebody gives you an amazing gift or tells you something very touching. You can say that you are overwhelmed.被震撼到了，很服气。
So you can also just give a basic compliment by saying something like that's very impressive or that's very impressive.
Like if someone have done something very well.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's a basic compliment. So it's often used for 小朋友, for kids. So if a kid does something very well, you can say, wow, Sunny, you drew a very pretty picture. That's very impressive.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay, so next we have you have to hand it to someone.
You have to hand it. Hand.
Yeah.
H-A-N-D.
对对对 So this is when you have to give them credit for their ability.
其实最后一个表达有一点点的、不是那么的常见。我们常说这个 hand, 就是手这个单词它也可以表示把什么什么递给某人。You have to hand it to someone. 你要把这一个给某人。其实说这个 it, 它可以表示credit, right?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
就是说你必须把你的尊重给某个人。You have to hand it to someone means that you respect someone.
Yeah, so you can even say it for somebody you don't like. So you could say, I may not like them, but you have to hand it to them. They are a good dancer, singer, artist, teacher, blah, 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 blah.
就是说这种时候呢通常是那个人真的是有这种能力让别人幸福的时候你就可以说 I have to hand it to someone. So for example, I would say, I have to hand it to Jack because he can eat four burgers.
Yeah, I have to hand it to myself as well. I'm very good at that.
Do you have anything to hand it to me?
I have to hand it to you, Sunny. You teach so many classes. You're such a good teacher.
Oh, thank See, you.
How sweet.
I'll take the credit.
Yeah.
好啦，以上就是我们今天节目的所有内容。其实我们除了每周一到周五更新的免费音频节目之外呢，同时也有在为大家精心制作付费课程。如果说大家想要更加系统的学习和提高自己的英文，可以到我们的微信公众号“早安英文”私信回复“会员”两个字就可以了解详情啦。那么除此之外呢，早安英文还给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的新专辑。遇到老外舌头就打结吗？地道口语怎么说呢？快来个英语急救包吧！在喜马拉雅搜索“早安英文”就可以找到这个新专辑，快速帮你解决开口难的大问题啦。Alright, so that's what we have for today, and thank you guys for listening. And please leave some comments and let us know what experience has impressed you the most or really has blown you away.
Yeah, let us know what you have, anything that's just amazed you.什么事情让你最服气
Wow, look at you.
啊，谢谢。
Okay, again, thank you guys for listening. I've been Sunny.
I've been Jack.
Bye-bye.
See you next time. Bye.